Research has told us for years how language cuts people out or cuts them down.
The global career mapping project that we're working on is actually looking at how we...
Come on, girls. Let's get cracking.
Girls.
And yet it still happens.
How much do you think about the way you speak in the workplace? Do you slip in phrases like, hey you guys, when talking to a group that includes women? A new campaign by the Diversity Council of Australia is calling attention to inclusive language. It's called Words at Work, and the WISE Sarah Martin has a story.
Words at Work is a campaign and series of fact sheets that helps employers to create inclusive language across a whole lot of areas, like gender, culture, Indigenous identity, LGBTI status and age. Lisa Arnice, Chief Executive Officer of Diversity Council Australia, says it takes aim at the way we speak in our workplace so that everyone feels included.
We know that culture is built by every person every day, interacting with another human being a multitude of times. So this project is really about how do we assist people have language or create language in a way that actively is inclusive and engaging.
The premise behind that is that it does start with the leaders who model the right language to use in a workplace.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the way leaders behave in a workplace is really critical because it sets the tone for the sort of things that are acceptable and not acceptable. But having said that, leaders are only human beings, and we would imagine that if they have an open and willing mindset, they can learn how to become more and more inclusive. And as community expectations change and as language changes, as it does over time, then so too will leaders.
Something that's been a bit of a hot topic is the word guys and how it can be used to apply to a group of males and females. Can you give me a bit of background on why that particular term is such a problem?
If you choose to use language which is sort of gender specific, then you're not being inclusive of the whole group. So if you're always talking to your team as guys, then if that's a gender diverse team, you may not be being as inclusive as you could be. And even though it seems ubiquitous and it seems as though it doesn't matter, actually it's much better to say, hi team, you know, hi everyone. And then you have a sense that you are including everybody.
Lisa Arnice, Chief Executive Officer, Diversity Council Australia. Michael Collard is an Indigenous radio presenter. I asked him if he has encountered any incidents where the workplace language was not okay. Michael Collard, Indigenous radio presenter.
There was mainly one that sort of stuck out when I was sort of working with labourers, and they sort of used a term that was derogatory towards Indigenous people to, you know, describe an Indigenous person. And, you know, I made the point to actually pull them up on it and say that's not, you know, not the right terminology to use, or, you know, it's sort of more of an abbreviation of Aboriginal. So even with those types of things, you have to actually address it when it's said and sort of educate someone on that way of speaking.
How did they respond in that instance?
He was sort of my supervisor at the time. He was okay. Like, he was pretty understanding about it and, you know, apologised, and we sort of went on our way. So, yeah, he was good.
Do you think that kind of thing needs to be led from the top, you know? So if the boss is correcting people about the right way to talk to people or talk around people, do you think that will work and filter through in all kinds of workplaces?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the top has to have that secured, and, you know, so it can funnel down into the workers. It's just exactly the same as how a family works. You know, the parents have to lead by example for the children to actually take on that, you know, those responsibilities of themselves and how they conduct themselves. So, yeah, it definitely, you know, works in any sort of group led by a person in power, I suppose, yeah.
And in that situation you were talking about, do you think if you hadn't been someone with the confidence to talk up, that would have really affected your ability to continue working there?
Yeah, I definitely, like in my earlier years, I let a lot of stuff slide. I think as I was growing and, you know, working, getting work and, you know, being my own person and getting out, I think, you know, especially being Indigenous and having that responsibility as an Indigenous person to actually address those types of things, it would have, you know, back in the day when I wasn't, it did affect me a lot because I was, you know, one of those individuals that took in everyone's energy and their opinions, and, you know, I wasn't able to express myself much, but as I grew older, I just got bolder, yeah.
Michael Collard, Indigenous radio presenter, ending that story by the Wire's Sarah Martin.